So, as I tweeted earlier in the week, Friday saw the publication by Perez Hilton of the Dustin Lance Black so-called infamous photographs. These photos depicted Black in a range of sexual positions. The most infamous of the photographs involves him getting penetrated anally by another guy. What's significant about the photograph is that it appears to be an incident of barebacking sex. There's no condom being worn. Now, of course, this might have just been a one-off incident. This might have been with a trusted lover. We don't really know. What we do know is the photographs are 3 years old. So since then, Black might have had some sort of same-sex conversion and actually be engaging in rigorous safe sex, just like he preaches. And I don't mean that as a criticism of Black. Most gay public figures, most gay academics, by the way, have huge pressure on them in the public arena to say that safe sex is good, that people should be engaging in safe sex. What does that mean? Does that mean that you're always going to be wearing a dental dam or cutting a condom in half when you're engaging in oral anal sex if you're ribbing a guy? Well, probably people don't do that, but they'd still say they engage in safe sex. Do they wear condoms when they're giving someone a blowjob? No, again, most of those people probably don't, but they still talk about having safe sex. Why? Because they use condoms, if not all of the time, some of the time. When you start probing down into what people actually mean by safe sex, it's hugely variable. It was striking looking at the various tweets over the weekend, looking at the various kind of blog posts that people have made. There is this huge kind of orthodoxy around safe sex that people really shouldn't be engaging in barebacking sex in any way, that Dustin Lance Black is in some way some now deeply unpleasant individual because he's done that, if you believe some of the posts that people have been writing over the weekend. The reality, of course, is a bit more complicated than that. And Black is not someone all that unusual. He's pretty typical, I would suggest, of early 30-somethings, 20-somethings and below, who today are engaging in sex on a frequent basis. They're not always wearing condoms. And as far as the law's concerned in this area, it's really become much more proactive in recent years. It has moved towards a form of criminalising of HIV transmission, and that's evident in Canada, in the US, and of course here in the UK, amongst other jurisdictions. And that leads with it a whole new, brings with it a whole series of new questions about how we deal with this social phenomenon. Whether we continue to try and stop it through criminalisation, which apparently isn't really working, whether we try and continue these kind of messages of safe sex is good, unsafe sex, barebacking is bad, well, those don't seem to be working either. The reality for many gay men is that barebacking sex is pleasurable, more pleasurable than wearing a condom. It can be very intimate compared to other forms of sexual activity. And these things aren't talked about. And this skewed conversation, I would suggest, is really unhelpful in this area. And the final point that I'd make in this little boo is that over the weekend, it was really remarkable that whilst we had all of this kind of dialogue that gay men should be using condoms, what about the straight guys in this position? What about the straight couples and the straight women who are having sex tonight, tomorrow, and on an ongoing basis? Do they always wear condoms? I have a hunch that the answer's no.